Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at, well, you'd think it was Red County today here. It's supposed to be Orange County, but everybody's wearing red today here.
That's right. We're in the theme of Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day
Valentine's.
To everybody out there. You know, Valentine's is not just love within couples. It's also like love with your mother, your father, your family, your kids, right?
Your friends. So,
el Día del Amor.
Is y, what la they, amistad.
Y la amistad. Mm-hmm. Exactly, right? So happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Maria and I are in the spirit of wearing red today, mm-hmm. Since we're doing the podcast show. And happy Ash Wednesday to everybody out there listening.
That's true.
And again, folks, thank you for tuning in to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here. And with us here today, we have one of our superstar members, Ms. Maria Gomez from, of course, she's the CEO and founder of Orange County Escrow Services. She was our 2022 Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Estrella Awardee Member of the Year, which, of course, Estrella Awards is coming up April 6th. And she is now leading our residential real estate committee, which we are going to go into because we have a huge event tomorrow morning that we all want you to tune in and be a part of. Welcome, Maria Gomez.
Thank you for having me, Johnny.
Yes, yes.
It's always a pleasure.
She's used to calling me Johnny because we go way back from high school. Yep. And we went to Century High School together.
Yep.
Go Centurions in Santana. But thank you for being on the podcast show again, Maria. You were one of our first, I want to say maybe over a year and a half ago, right?
I think, yeah. No, actually, maybe was a it a year? A
we've had 87, 88 guests. I counted the other day, Paul. Something around there,
wow,
right?
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
So you were probably good within job. The first 10, I remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You were within the first 10, and of course.
Did she wear red then? Or no.
I don't remember.
I don't Black remember. Is also my favorite color.
Yes. Ah,
I
okay.
might but, have but, been.
Well, because she's a Raiders fan, she said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That. She's a Raider fan. But today she's wearing red because we converted her to a 49ers fan. Yes.
Are you mean a Chiefs fan? I thought you meant a Chiefs fan.
No, no.
They're
no,
red
Chiefs.
Too.
Chief only was for
Paul, come
Taylor
on out,
Swift.
Paul.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, we were talking about Taylor Swift and the mm-hmm. Super Bowl when Maria got here.
The largest audience ever for
ever.
A Super Bowl.
Largest and audience ever.
Absolutely, because
Swift.
Of one girl showed up. And we were all waiting for the kiss. That was forget
I didn't
about
realize
the
that. You know, I didn't realize that until you mentioned that. Paul Roberts mentioned that everybody, I guess, was waiting for.
The angel flew in on her private jet. And she ran down on the field. The field parted, and there was the
there
kiss.
Was the
People
kiss.
Magazine is going to have it on the cover.
I never realized that. And then Maria, you said somebody mentioned something
people
about
people were talking about a proposal. People wanted to see the guy to propose to Taylor Swift. I mean, that would have been a
take
love story.
Take his Super Bowl ring off and give it to her right there as they hoist
imagine
the trophy.
If they would have lost. She would have done a breakup or
she would have dumped him in another album. Yeah.
Hey. Let's
money,
be nice.
Money.
Let's be nice to the Taylor Swift fans because
they're powerful.
They're powerful. I don't want to be shut down, you know?
Yeah, no. I hear you. Shout out to the Taylor Swift fans.
Yes, yes.
Swifties.
You know, many of my friends contacted me and were like, are you heartbroken because the 49ers lost? And I said, no, actually, it was a great game. It went into overtime. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, he's a great quarterback. They're a great team. I mean, they won, three Super Bowls in like 5 years. I'm like, if you're going to lose to the best, you're going to lose to the best.
And they had an angel on their side.
Yeah.
Yes, and then they had
angels.
And lots of millions of dollars from ratings, right?
All Hollywood was there too. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So on Valentine's Day, kudos to Taylor Swift and of course, her tight end. What's his name, Paul?
Oh, what's his name? Come
Kelsey?
On, Kelsey.
Kelsey, yes.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I got it right, you know?
Travis Kelsey.
I only know Kittles, which plays for the 49ers. I don't follow the other people.
You know, I thought Maria was coming in because I thought I saw her on the skybox with Taylor.
Oh, and were you hanging with Taylor Swift?
Yeah,
Maria?
I was actually in that box with her. So, yeah?
Just right off camera.
All the heavy hitters up there.
I was in the back. I didn't want people to see me.
I heard those suites were like... Oh. A lot of money.
I think
2 million or something like that?
Something crazy.
Something crazy, right? My sister was saying that to me. That's insane. The kind
of
money,
everybody
right?
in there. You got JC, Beyonce, you know.
Only the heavy hitters could afford that, right?
Yeah.
Paul, how come we didn't get one for OC Talk Radio?
I had one. I didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go?
I sold it.
I sold it.
Made money.
Exactly.
Well, the Super Bowl was great. Thank you all for tuning in. Hey, today's viewers already, we have as many as the Super Bowl, by the way.
Very close.
We're close to the numbers.
Because Taylor is calling in.
Yes, she's got nothing on us, Taylor Swift, you know? So, Maria, I know you've been on the show again, but let's just briefly go into again. Of course, you're going to be head, I guess, leading our residential real estate committee with a few of our committee members, of course.
Which that was the worst segue I've ever heard in my life here.
What's that?
You went from Taylor Swift and then you started fumbling into the real estate. You got to come up with some clever to lead into here.
We got to get focused.
We said we were talking about the real estate.
That's right.
Well, talk about the real. We were going to talk about like breakups and all this stuff, of, you know, Taylor Swift to make it a good show for, you know, Taylor Swift fans. But no, we can't do that. We have to focus on the business, right? We have to focus, of course, on what we got going on because we're excited. Before the pandemic, we had actually launched this residential mm-hmm. real estate committee. And of course, unfortunately, the pandemic happened and we were waiting for things to kind of get back to normal, which is taking some time because of the pandemic. And so fortunately, yourself, Jimmy, who's been on our show, Shelly Padilla, who's been on our show, Elizabeth, Erica, who, by the way, shout out to Erica, is going to be our Ambassador of the Year this year at Estrella Awards. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, Erica. Well deserved.
Yes, well deserved. Mm-hmm. For those of you listening, an ambassador is somebody for our chamber who's just fully dedicated, always volunteering, always helping out. And this year at our Estrella Awards, again, April 6th at Disneyland Hotel, anybody's welcome to come, buy tickets, buy a table, be a sponsor, a supporter. Erica is going to be winning Ambassador of the Year. But Maria, in 2022, won at Estrella Awards. You were Member of the Year.
Yeah, I was Member of the Year.
Basically, it's your business and you as a member. And share a little bit about your business.
Okay.
And you being a member of the chamber, if you don't mind, for the, I think I want to say at least 7-8 years or more.
Something like that. Yeah. So I'm the owner and CEO of Orange County Escrow Services. A little bit about my business. It's an escrow business and I'm located in the city of Santa Ana. And part of my business, I wanted to network with the right people and be around business oriented owners. And so I wanted to learn from them. And you know what? You know, I wanted them to learn from my business as well, because, you know, one of the things when I got into escrow in the real estate, you know, people didn't know what escrow meant. You know, a lot of the times agents were like, oh, we just open escrow. And, you know, people were like, well, what's escrow? Wow, we're mm-hmm. opening up escrow. But nobody knows what escrow really is and what our jobs are. So
what is it? What is escrow?
So escrow, we're the middle people. That's a neutral party to the transaction. When you have a real estate transaction, the buyer and the seller, listing agent, selling agent. So, you know, we review the contract, you know, when you buy a house, we've got to make sure that the buyer and the seller are agreeing to the terms of it. And, you know, most of the time is, you know, when you have an earnest money deposit and say, hey, you know, I'm really interested in your home, you know, I'm going to put in some money into this escrow company so that you know that I'm interested in your, you know, the purchase of the home. So then I'm the neutral party that deposit that money. But within that, I'm able to kind of, you know, help the listing agent, selling agent. We get together with the lender. We make sure that there's loan docs, that I arrange the loan docs, the signing, and so on and so forth. So it's like we're the middle, I call it heart of the total transaction, because we connect with everybody to make sure that we have a smooth closing and the first time home buyers or sellers actually get a good experience in their transaction.
And you started this how long ago?
6 years ago.
6 years mm-hmm. ago.
It's, 6 years ago.
You're an entrepreneur.
I want to call myself an entrepreneur. Yes, yes, yes.
Of what course. Is that like, being an entrepreneur, running your own business? I know a lot of our members and our listeners are entrepreneurs. You know, as a female Latina from Santa Ana, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you went out and started your own business. What was that like?
It's very scary. And I think in our, you know, as a Latina, it becomes more, you know, far-reached not to think that that's something for us. You know, growing up, I grew up in Santa Ana and my parents never owned a home. And so for me, when I got into the real estate, it was just like, wow, like, you know, it is a huge responsibility, but it's something that it's doable, right? So when I wanted to get into the business, I didn't know, like everything, you know, everything seems really nice and everything looking out is like, oh, it's easy to run a business. It is not easy to run a business. I think that, you know, as an entrepreneur, you have a lot of responsibility to yourself and to your clients. So it's a lot of work, a lot of responsibility. But here I am.
If there's a young lady, young man out there listening who's looking to become an entrepreneur, because we often have, you know, young people from our youth chamber, just members of our chamber. I always get calls of new entrepreneurs. What would you give them as an advice, you know, as an entrepreneur for, you know, 6-7 years? Because your first 5 years of owning a business, any business, is critical, right?
Correct.
What would you give them as an advice? What would you say, you know, you would tell that young lady or that young man? And there's a reason why I'm asking this question, because we're going to get into what we do tomorrow at the residential real estate committee mixer, right? But
right.
What would you give them as advice?
The first advice I would give them is consistency, right? So you have to learn consistency. Do what you like, but be consistent with it, because consistency is going to take you to success. And I think patience as well is another thing. It's like you said, a lot of the times we have these roller coasters as business owners. We're on our highs and it feels good, but then it's like we're on the lows and we're like, oh my God, maybe this business isn't for me, you know? But I think patience, consistency will take you where you need to be. And that's something that I would give as advice to any young person or anybody. It doesn't have to be young. Maybe you're in your 40s or your 50s and you really don't like your job and you really want to do something different. I'd say take the risk, but be consistent with it.
It's a funny story. I read somewhere, I think it was the founder of KFC or something. Didn't start like KFC until he was like 60s or 70. I don't know how old he was. He was pretty up there. Mm-hmm. Right, Paul? Maybe you know that story?
Colonel Sanders,
right? Mm-hmm. He was pretty old. And then, I mean, look, so to your point, it doesn't matter, right, what age you are. Being an entrepreneur is not easy.
Can I ask you one question? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but we've had lots of people over the last year or two in here talking about real estate, commercial, residential. There has never been a market like this because there's so few transactions. And you live off of transactions. The mm-hmm. brokers live off, the agents live off transactions. Talk about how do you get through when not much is happening, not much is being sold? Is that a topic? Is that a challenge? I mean, how do you?
Yeah, it is a challenge, but I think that there's enough business for you to go and get it, right? So you just have to market the right people. For me, it's, like I said, consistency, right? So I also do have a podcast and I try to be consistent with my podcast. I do give information to my clients. So being still going out there, shaking hands, going to network events and all that stuff. So you have to be consistent, because right now it might be a little bit slow, but all that work that you're putting in is going to pay off later on.
Your podcast, where can people listen to it or view it? Because I think it's important that our listeners and people viewing it, that's another place that you're going to find good information, good educational topics about exactly what Paul just asked, right? Like the market, how it's changing, how it's evolving, whatever it is, the transactions. Where can they find you to listen to these topics on your podcast?
So you can find me on YouTube and also Apple iPod. You can hear it there. It is called Heart to Heart with Escrow. And so you're right. So most of the times I do try to invite people that's giving information to the clients, to the buyer, to the seller, to the consumer, to, you know, just anybody. I mean, everybody and anybody's heard real estate, right? Mm-hmm. And so the whole mission is like for people who come to this country, live the American dream and own your own home. So how do you get to own your own home? And giving that information, the more information you give people out there, the more informed they are and the more confident they'll feel to be able to purchase their home.
Yeah, I like to compare it sometimes to, I'm in healthcare, mm-hmm. and it's interesting how you can go into different areas in Orange County mm-hmm. and you can see the difference in how people are more involved in their healthcare related issues. Mm-hmm. So like you go into Newport Beach and Hogue Hospital, right? And like when you go meet with the family there, like they pretty much have concierge doctors mm-hmm. that they're paying to work for them 24/7, yep. right? Because the money is so different. They know so much more about the ins and outs of the healthcare industry, the insurance part, everything.
Yep.
But then you go into other areas, unfortunately, where it's not that same situation. And it's kind of like the families are like, whatever the doctor says, whatever yeah. the doctor, you know. So there's areas in every industry that right. you're going to have more involvement and less involvement and probably more education and less education, right?
Right.
And more resources and less resources, right? And so to your point, by you all listening to her podcast, by you all attending our mixer that we're hosting tomorrow at Spoons,
yeah,
you know, breakfast mixer, free event. We have sponsors that are paying for it. Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is, of course, putting it on with our partners. In that networking group, there's a lot of members of our chamber. We're talking about, you know, people like Erica, who does credit repair, yeah, our Ambassador of the Year. We're talking about Shelly Padilla, who does insurance, which is part of something you need for when you're buying homeowners homes, right?
Insurance, correct.
Homeowners, mm-hmm, insurance, right? So there's people in the group that are part of this residential real estate committee that are going to be there to provide those resources, that information, that education they need, correct, right? What do you think is sometimes, you know, I guess you could say, the benefit of why people should come to these mixers? Can you share a little bit with people about that?
I think for us is trying to give knowledge to everybody. It's not just particularly going for, when we call this a residential real estate committee, is we're trying to keep the topic residential, right? So like you said, we need credit repair. People who don't know what credit is, what FICO scores they need. So education and educating the community for them to see, okay, plan ahead, right? So if I want to buy a house by the end of the year, right, what do I need to do? Fix my credit. What's your FICO score? Talk to a lender, somebody that can review your income and tell you, well, you qualify for this. Because, you know, the more you get the knowledge, the more prepared you will be to buy a home, right? So the more information we give out, and it's not just for residential real estate agents, and it's for the whole community. If you know anybody or you're interested in buying a house and you want to come join us tomorrow morning, we'll give you more information in reference to how you can buy your next home, how the market is going. A lot of the times right now, we're talking about the rates are still, you know, a little too high. You know, are the feds...
What are the rates right now, if you don't mind? I mean, ballpark, what are they at?
I've seen one at 6.75, 7%. It's okay. Just, like I said, it just depends the situation, because if you're buying a single family resident or if you're buying a condo, what your FICO looks like, if you're getting an FHA loan, I mean, there's a lot of information. There's a lot.
A lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts, right? Correct.
It's like a puzzle, mm-hmm, it seems to me. And again, I'm not in the real estate industry, but I go to the mixers, the events to support. I've been going probably like 10 years. And the reason a lot of people look at me, they're like, they'll meet me at these networking events and they're like, why do you come to these? They'll look at me, why do you come to these events? And I'll say, I want to learn. I'm, mm-hmm, here to learn. I listen to the different speakers. I listen to the different presenters. Mm-hmm. I like to learn about the market. Why is that important? Because I once heard from somebody, and I never forget this, and they said, you know, real estate is what can help you build wealth.
Correct.
Right? And so if I'm trying to build wealth, whether it's through my business, right, my OC Hospice Healthcare Company, mm-hmm, maybe I want to buy the building that,
commercial,
you know, I'm renting out, mm-hmm, right, commercial building. Maybe I want to move from that building to a smaller building, right, mm-hmm, that we want to buy. Now there's real estate involved, right?
Correct.
Now we need insurance for it. Now we need an escrow company. Now we need a title company. Now we need whatever it is to put this puzzle together to purchase this building for my business. So,
correct,
something to keep in mind for everybody listening is, if you're a business owner, you have to come to these events too, because, mm-hmm, you're collaborating and networking.
Correct. And not only that, business owners, even with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, a lot of business owners, once they know you're, you know, oh, you know somebody, it's like, yeah, we know somebody, go call her or call this person, because they're business owners. So some of the times they want to invest on a second home. They want to invest in other properties. Mm-hmm. They have money to invest, but some of the times they don't know where to invest in. And of course, real estate is the number one, you know, to buy homes, to buy commercial buildings, to buy complex. It's your...
I'm not in real estate, but I can tell you this. I've recently...
That's your moneymaker.
I've talked to several people who have said that a lot of people from other countries are pulling their money from those countries because they're concerned about the economy in those countries, and they're bringing it to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And in the U.S., the first thing they're doing is investing it in...
Real estate. Yeah.
Right?
There was a period of time that I would get a lot of my escrows all cash transactions, and they were Chinese.
Must be nice. All cash, Paul.
I'm still thinking about Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
Paul's still talking. Oh, wow, Paul. Well, let
I'm
me tell you,
Taylor Swift
could afford easily cash.
And I bet you she's got good real estate all over the world.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You know what one thing is interesting, though, is that in Orange County, more than any place else I've ever lived or been, mm-hmm, our money is tied up in a real estate. Mm-hmm. It isn't just your 401k. It isn't just your business. It isn't something else that, mm-hmm, you've... stocks or whatever that you bought.
Yes.
Every time you go around, you ask your neighbors, you ask your friends, you go to a party, real estate, real estate, real estate.
Yep.
And the real estate seems to just go up and up and up forever. I can't believe it forever, but even in troubled times, I thought real estate would tumble again, and it didn't. It held its own, and it's going up. Yeah.
To that point, I live in Irvine, and I always try to remind my kids at a young age right now, I've said this to him maybe 3 or 4 times, and they probably look at me like, why is dad telling us this, right? Mm-hmm. But I know as a kid, there was things my dad would tell me that he probably thought I wouldn't remember. And then later as an adult, I just remembered them. And I always tell my kids, not only do you live in California, mm-hmm. a place where many people want to live, but you live in Southern California, which a lot more people want to live because of the beaches, right? Mm-hmm. And you got Disney and you got all these parks and you got the Big right. Bear. And not only do you live in Southern California, you live in Orange County, mm-hmm. which is highly in demand, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And not only do you live in Orange County, son, so I kind of show him the picture, mm-hmm. you live in Irvine, one of the safest cities in the United States.
That is correct.
I said, so do not forget where you go to school, where you live, where you walk, and it's all based on what you just said, Paul, real estate.
Yep.
The real estate in Irvine is insane, right, Maria?
Oh, it's insane. I mean, we're talking about over millions in value on homes. And yeah, everybody wants to come and live in the safest city, which is Irvine.
So
yeah.
What I wonder about and worry about is, will my kids or my grandkids be able to afford that Orange County dream?
You know how many times we've heard that question?
That's a good question. But if you start investing now in real estate, you will have something for your children
right.
by the time. Because see, if you
my
have
house
a home
is their
now,
house,
exactly,
right.
they inherit it, right? So as long as you have a living trust, which is very important, that's another thing that we can talk about for yes. real estate.
Thank absolutely. You for bringing that up, yeah. Maria. Living trust, so important.
It's very important. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times I get people like, hey, I want to put my, you know, a lot of the other things is like, Medicare, right? Mm-hmm. So I had a client where he had cancer and he only was given a certain amount to live, but nobody would insure him other than Medicare, but they're going to tap into his home. So, you know, a lot of things are like, well, how do I get my son? So
it might have been
like,
Medi-Cal. I think Medi-Cal is the one that comes after you.
Medicare.
If you get like Medi-Cal, it's called like emergency Medi-Cal.
Yeah.
My wife would know more about this because she does all this. And if you tap into Medi-Cal later stages in your life, and you do have a home, there's a way where they can come back Medi-Cal.
Right.
And when you sell your home, right, they take that money you needed during that time.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've always told my clients, mm-hmm. look, I'm not an attorney, but the best practice that I've seen is get a living trust. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you get a living trust. You put all your wills, desires, properties, anything, get a successor trustee and all that stuff. So that's another education that I give my clients. Like, go talk to a living trust attorney and yep. get more information before you start putting, you know, your son, because your son can get into a car accident. And next thing you know, what if he passes away? Mm-hmm. You know, and now you go to probate. So all that stuff, it's a
something,
lot of good information.
See what you just said, probate? Things like that, a lot of people are like, what is probate?
What is probate?
Share
so
with briefly
So probate means
that.
If you own a home as a single person, right, and you don't have a living trust or a will, let's say you pass away. So now, who owns the home? You didn't put it in a living trust. So now...
You
didn't protect it in essence, mm-hmm. correct. So therefore, the house goes to probate, which means... the county gets the home, right? So now your family members have to get attorneys and fight for them to get the right of that home, mm-hmm. right? So now mm-hmm. the judge has to be like, okay, well, let me see. You said that you were, you know, the wife or you were the son or the brother, whoever was the person mm-hmm. that's fighting for it, and the siblings or whoever it is, brother, sister, whoever you have, they have to get attorneys for them to have the judge grant you the home, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. In order for you either to keep it or sell it. Right? And then it depends
and
who else is coming.
And the cost and the time.
Well,
this doesn't
correct.
Happen overnight. You can nope. spend years in
a year.
And I can tell you guys, from being in healthcare myself for 20 some years
right.
and working in hospice, right? We have what's called family dynamics. Okay. At the end of your life, our social workers are involved, our chaplains are involved. There's a lot of emotions. Mm-hmm. When you're sick and you're dying, God forbid, of cancer, right? Like stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which takes you literally in like a month or two. It's so hard at that point for your family or yourself to get all the family dynamics squared away, because you're fighting for your life. And from a financial standpoint, you can't work, right? You can't probably even go to the restroom. Now you're hiring a caregiver. Now you're calling a hospice company like us to come out and mm-hmm. help you with medication and everything else. And that is where what you just said, the whole living trust plays a huge role.
It does.
Right? Because mm-hmm. now you've planned ahead, Mr. Paul Roberts.
Yeah.
You've planned ahead, right? That generation has planned ahead, got this living trust. And if one of us gets sick and God forbid goes down that, you know, walk of life, at least we know it's protected and it's there for our kids.
Correct.
Not having to go fight, like you said, the county, right?
Well, how many people get divorces now and remarried and all
that's
this
true.
Just more complicated.
That's
and
true.
Who gets it, the ex-wife, the new wife, the old kids, the new kids. Everybody starts fighting over all this stuff. No, it's a huge battle, and I don't think enough. But the point is that most of us growing up didn't expect to inherit a house, I don't think. But today, if you want to look ahead and see your grandkids in a house, it's almost like you got to figure out not only how to get something today, but how to pass it on to them tomorrow.
I love that we've gone into living trust, probate.
Yeah. Inheritance.
Inheritance, right? Your health.
Legacy.
Your legacy, right?
Yeah. Right.
All these are topics that we will be discussing on a consistent basis at our residential real estate committee meetings, networking events, mixers. And that is why we're encouraging you, whoever's listening, watching this, follow our Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Instagram, OCHCC, or follow us on, of course, Facebook, which many of you view us on Facebook live here, because you want to see when we're going to have these events, and you want to come meet people like Maria, and you want to come meet people. We'll have attorneys there too. In fact, Enrique Perez is one of our attorneys for our chamber.
Okay.
Him and I just met briefly, and he brought up that they do what you just said, right? Putting together
a living trust,
and how that is so critical, right?
Critical.
These are all topics that we will be covering. We will have speakers on. You can collaborate and meet them because these are such important. As we get older, these become more and more important topics.
No, buying a house, selling a house, holding on to your house, using it. Maybe you have to liquidate it at the end of your life to pay for everything, or maybe there's ways you can hold on stuff. All
reverse
stuff.
Mortgages.
Yeah.
Reverse mortgage. That's another great topic. In healthcare, we hear of that a lot, because hiring a caregiver, a private caregiver, to take care of you when you're sick, it could be anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000 a month.
And it might go on for years.
And it might go on for at least a couple of years. And reverse mortgage, which is what you just talked about, which we can talk about later at one
of
our events.
Come tomorrow. We'll talk about it.
is something that you pull money from your house, in essence, right? It's not a refinance. It's a little bit different, right?
If I'm correct. No, it's kind of like it's your own payroll. Your equity becomes your own payroll. And so that money you keep on, you know, getting it as a payroll that can pay for the medical expenses and all that stuff. Yeah. So it works in many different ways. Yeah.
A home becomes almost like a bank, a lender to you, because the asset is worth.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And like to Paul's point earlier about how the homes just keep going up and up and up. Right. It's like you have this bank that continues to grow up, go up and go up. So there's a little bit of change in there.
That you can invest in another home too, if you're interested in doing it. And a lot of the times people buy a home, and some of the times it's not their forever home. It's just an investment home. You live in it for 2 years, you get enough equity, you rent that out, get the equity out of that, put that on a deposit on a new home, which is your dream home. And there you go.
Imagine if we'd all done that 10 years ago when the prices were $100,000 or $200,000.
But do you remember the interest rate? Probably first, were like at
10%. Yeah, probably.
Pop, first of all, no home has ever been $100,000 10 years ago.
Not
in Orange County. I would say 500 maybe.
$100,000 less.
Yes.
Maybe.
But to your point, Maria, I love that you mentioned right now, you know, the importance of investing in other places with... In that process, from what I've heard, and again, you're in the industry better than I would know, there is a process to that, because being a property owner of a second or third home, there's certain rules and regulations you have to go by, right?
Of course.
Because now you no longer live in the home. It's not your home. It's like a business.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there's different types of restrictions. Again, these are things you can learn about.
Yeah.
At the mixer.
And tomorrow, I mean, if you want to talk to a lender, that can give you the restrictions as to how much down payment do you have to give for another home. What's an FHA home? You know, what are the rates versus a conventional loan? So, yeah, you will have a lot of experts. If you're one of those who want to come and give some knowledge and information to our clients, come by, stop by tomorrow.
Yeah, come by tomorrow. And if you want to one day be one of the speakers at the event... Yeah. We encourage you to obviously join our chamber, and then you'll have the opportunity to be one of the sponsors, and you'll get to speak at one of our mixers or one of our events. Again, this is all part of our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce family, which, by the way, You do not have to be Hispanic to join our chamber.
I do get that question asked.
Yes, yes.
I get that question all the time.
Paul Roberts is one of our members. He's I'm not Hispanic. His daughter's Hispanic. Daughter's Hispanic. Yeah,
exactly.
But no, it's about...
So Taylor Swift can join if she wants?
Yeah, of course. I'll welcome her.
I guess we'll let Taylor Swift in the group. I guess we will let her in. Right. I don't know about Kelsey. Love. He's a chief. I won't let Kelsey in out.
No.
Not well, yet. Folks, we have actually run out of time, I think, Paul, right?
You have. Covered it all.
Maria, before we go, anything else you want to mention? I mean, first and foremost, thank you for all you do for our chamber. I mean, you've always been a supporter, a sponsor. You've supported our golf tournaments. Mm-hmm. I know you've brought many of your friends that belong to the Santa PD. Yeah. And they've golfed. You've sponsored for them to golf. I think that's been wonderful.
She's got friends at the Santa Ana PD.
Oh, she's got. Yeah. She's connected.
She is. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Don't mess with
her. I try to bring the community in. You know, I'm part of the... I work in Santa Ana, so they're always good to have them as friends, you know. But no, my best friend is a Santa PD corporal, and so...
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Judy Valdez.
Yes.
But yeah, so I like to get them involved with the chamber as they are part of my community, so...
I'll tell you what. Santa Ana... PD is always involved in many of the stuff mm-hmm. we do. So thank you for your service. Thank you for all you do in the community for us. And most importantly, thank you all for listening and tuning in. I know the show's only 30 minutes. It goes by so fast, but that is why we encourage you to get involved with our chamber. Mm-hmm. Come to our networking events. Come to our mixers. Again, visit our Instagram, OCHCC. If you want to follow Maria in her social media, if I'm correct, it's Orange County Escrow.
Correct. Orange County Escrow Services. Yes. Both on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions for her about the industry or anything like that, feel free to reach out to her or leave a comment here wherever you see the video, whether it's on YouTube or here on Facebook. But we're here to support you all in the community. Maria Gomez, CEO, Orange County Escrow Services. Thank you so much for being on our show, and thank you for all you do for our chamber.
No, thank you for inviting me. Thank you both.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week on our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here at OC Talk Radio. Take it away, Paul.
Well, you've watched the superstars on our show. Now come out and meet them. Be part of our community. Each and every week, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.